Eddie, I know you're a history teacher. For people that like history, this is a must-see event, is it not?
I think so. I think it's really a good slice of American history and, you know, the American spirit, how people work and made themselves out of nothing, really. It's just an incredible story.
And you were actually paid to research all of the history, so nobody really knows the story better than you except for those that were there, right?
Well, I guess. I don't know. I went to the Kentucky Derby, Churchill Downs house, you know, where it's like Six Flags over Louisville. It's incredible. But it's all on the Derby, you know, Churchill Downs Museum. And I did my research in the archives room down there. They opened it up to me, and so I was able to really find out a lot of the backstory behind the racing.
So let's talk about that backstory a little bit. Talk about Roscoe's upbringing and why this is a great American, not just Kentucky, but a great American story.
Well, Roscoe Goose, he grew up on a little tenant farm outside of Jeffersontown, Kentucky. His father was farming. He had been injured in the Civil War, and it had affected his eyesight, and it just kept getting dimmer and dimmer over time, and they had to move into Louisville. They couldn't make it on the farm, and Roscoe was sent to live with an aunt and uncle in Marengo, Indiana, and later he quit school in the eighth grade, becomes a newspaper boy. Then his father has to move into the old soldier's home, and they're on their own, but he gets a job driving a horse and wagon, delivering goods for a department store, and then later he starts riding horses for a blacksmith who owns some horses at Churchill Downs and asks him to be an exercise rider. And he was slight. He was about 90 pounds. And so he went and never turned back and he really worked at that job. He had his share of broken bones and spills, but he pulled himself to the very pinnacle of the racing world. He was considered one of the top jockeys in America in 1913.
You're a one-man drama. Explain that to the potential folks that might come see you.
Yes, that's in any Chautauqua character. We have Daniel Boone, Abraham Lincoln, and I think when you hear them talking, it's them. You know, these people are sharing their story with you, and you have to take on that persona.